This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1664, a New Hampshireite and a Marylander on state identity.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Every state in the U.S. has a different culture. Today, get the words we use to describe people from different states and cities so that you can start to have more lively conversations about culture, geography, and politics in the United States with native speakers. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, where'd you grow up, by the way?
Oh, I grew up in Maryland. Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in New Hampshire, so that makes me a New Hampshireite.
A New Hampshireite.
Isn't that weird? I don't think I actually knew that when I was living in New Hampshire. I didn't know how to say someone from New Hampshire.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, like, is that something, I mean, or even today, would you say, if you met somebody, would you be like, yeah, I'm a New Hampshireite?
Yeah, I kind of would. Actually, I think in this exact week that we're recording this, that this is coming out, there's another New Hampshireite on the show. So Wally Bressler, who I interviewed on Monday, he's actually from New Hampshire. It is the coolest thing when you meet someone who went to school, like in your high school sports circuit, they know your football field, they know your town. It's just a cool thing.
It's a cool connection. Really exciting when you, especially like when you're like us and neither of us live in the area in which we grew up. And so when you do meet someone, you're like, ah!
Yeah, that's a huge deal. You almost just feel like they understand you on some level. Have you met any, how do I say it? Marylander?
I looked it up and I think it's a Marylander. I mean, but okay. I never used this and I never would use it now, but that's what, when I looked it up, that's what I am. I'm a Marylander.
You're a Marylander. Okay. When I was a kid, I always thought Maryland was Maryland because it's spelled that way.
Right. Yeah. But it's not like, yeah. That's true. Although Mary, like happy, is M-E-R-R-Y.
That's true too. So maybe it's the name Mary, M-A-R-Y.
I don't know.
I know, but this is such a fun conversation that we're going to have today, guys. Mm-hmm. You're going to find out how to actually refer to people based on the state or even the city that they're from. This is fantastic. But first, Michelle, we need to ask our listeners to review the podcast. Why should they review the podcast?
Guys, we want to know what you think about All Ears English. We want to hear from you. It's like, it's definitely one of the highlights of our day when we read these reviews. So just know when you put them up, we will see them.
I know. It's true. And actually, you also will maybe get your name announced on the show if you're lucky. Right, Michelle?
That's a good point, Lindsay.
So I'm going to announce a few names of people who have reviewed us recently. So we have Ladan from Iran. We have Fatime Nikian. We have Berndad Mohimani, Ali Reza Maleki, Aida MSV. We have, let's see, Maid from Iran, Ghazal from the U.S., Forest Air from the U.S., and Fatime from Iran. Guys, if you love All Ears English, go ahead and leave us a review, right, Michelle? What else could they write in their review?
Oh, what else could you write in a review?
I mean, you could ask a question, right?
That's true. You could ask a question. Guys, we definitely go through our listener questions. We want to, I mean, this show is for you, right?
Yes, exactly.
So if you ask a question and it's going to be a good question, a really good specific question, then, you know, it could definitely be on the show and we can help you out there.
Yeah. So ask your question in your review. We will definitely see it because we read 100% of the reviews. Okay. So leave a review. Tell us what you think about All Ears English. And we can't wait to see your review. All right,
definitely.
Cool.
Love it.
Okay, Michelle. So let's get into this topic.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, we started talking about this a little bit, but I mean, how tied do you think Americans feel to their states? I mean, a lot of times we just talk about like Americans in general, but there are quite a few states, Lindsay. There are a lot of states. And I feel like, you know, it's like a big part of your identity, which state you come from. I mean, so, but my question to you, and we were talking about getting excited, if, you know, you meet somebody from your home state. So do you still feel like you have like a New Hampshire identity, even though you haven't lived there for a long time?
I personally think that whatever our identity is kind of from our childhood, you know, there are roots. Those are our roots. And yeah, you never lose that part of yourself, right? So that's why I felt connected to Wally when he came on the show. And you guys probably listened to Monday's episode. If you didn't, go back and listen, because it's something about getting, you know, meeting someone who knows your own roots more or less, knows where you grew up. It's like you feel like they understand you in a different way. So yeah, I do identify. Yeah. Do you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, and there are always, you know, like, you know, random things that pop up online, like, how do you know you're from this state? Or, you know, like, just like the certain fun, you know, fun little things like that. But I think that people do feel connected to their home state, or especially maybe the college that they went to, the state, you know, in which their college state, I'll say.
Oh, yeah. Totally. You have a connect. Yeah, that's fair, too. I feel somewhat connected to Virginia, right? More than North Carolina, because I went to college in Virginia, for example. Also, Michelle, do you ever get into little contests where you try to say what famous people are from your state and you try to compete with your friends a little bit? Like you Google it and you say, oh, Adam Sandler is from New Hampshire. I'm so proud.
Wait, is he? No, yeah. He's not. He is?
That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, that is a cool one.
There's some cool people. Like I've heard, who's that guy? Oh, there's a comedian. I can't think of his name, but you would definitely know him. I think Mandy Moore is from New Hampshire, I believe.
Oh, really?
These are just things I've Googled. Yeah. And there's a few other big names, but I'm sure from Maryland, you've got some good ones, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we, you know, oh gosh. What's his name? From Home Alone.
Macaulay Culkin?
No, not Macaulay Culkin, one of the robbers. Daniel Stern. He's from Maryland, but I think a lot about University of Maryland because and I'm just checking it here to make sure I don't screw this up. But Larry David went to University of Maryland.
Oh, cool. Yeah, so there's a lot of, I mean, people are just connected to your state and that makes you feel cool, right? It makes me feel cool to say these famous people are from my state.
Right,
just the idea that, you know, someone like Adam Sandler, for example, could have gone to, just existed in the same, a similar hometown, a similar environment is kind of crazy to think about.
Definitely. Yeah. There are like a lot of people that I'm not thinking of right now, but normally I do get excited about it, but I'm blanking right now. But yeah, Larry David, I mean, Larry David is like kind of a personal hero of mine. So
that's awesome. That's awesome.
So like that he went to my college, that's pretty cool. But I don't know. There are also, like we were talking about New Hampshireite and Marylander and these names that people use to identify themselves from their state. And so we're going to go through a few of them. We could, you know, get, so it's from statesymbolusa.org because I had to look up a lot of these and I picked some of some of my favorites. But one thing that's interesting is I think some of them are used and some of them are used less. Like, I think, you know, yeah. I put Marylander on this list, but I don't really think that people
never from heard
Maryland
that
say that much, you know. But yeah. I tried to pick some of the ones here that I think many people do know.
Yeah, and I wonder why these are more commonly used. It's not that these are all necessarily huge states that we're going to give you, although they're pretty big, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it is the size of the state,
maybe
right?
Maybe it's the size.
Or maybe it's that these states have a particularly strong identity. Right. I know, for example, Michigan. So what do we call a person from Michigan? Let's just throw that out there, first of all.
A Michigander.
Yeah. I know I personally hear this a lot because in Colorado, there's a lot of people who have moved here from Michigan just because the weather is dreadful in Michigan.
Yeah.
And so they want to live in a sunny place, so they move to Colorado. So I hear Michigander a lot here.
What is Colorado? Do you know what Colorado is? I should've.
It's just Coloradan.
Colorado. It's like so funny because a lot of these things you'll notice it's like these suffragans, like an or an Ian. It's like you can try and make it up. It's like a Colorado Ian.
Yeah,
like,
but sometimes they're a little tricky and different. Like Delaware. Do you know what Delaware is? I have no idea. We don't have the answer to that.
It's like I don't know. It's like I don't know. It's just funny. But some of these are well known. Like Florida, Lindsay, is
Floridian. So pay attention, guys, to the accent here and the pronunciation, the stress, because that's really what you want to pay attention to, because you're going to use these if you spend time in the U.S., right, Michelle?
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting because with Michigander.
Gander.
And then, so it changes, something changes in there. And then Florida, Floridian.
Floridian.
So it can kind of be a little bit tricky there, but I think that Floridian is one of those that a lot of people know.
What do you think about All Ears English? Rate and review our podcast wherever you listen. Let us know what you like, and you can even ask your question right inside your review. So please go ahead and rate and review All Ears English. Thanks, guys.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. I think it is for sure. And the next one, though, okay,
this
you're going to teach
really
me about
there.
This.
Oh, okay. No, don't tell me to teach you about no. it.
I've always wondered what this is. Is this their mascot? And how do you even pronounce? Okay, what's the state, first of all?
Okay, Indiana.
Okay, and what do we call a person
a Hoosier.
From Indiana?
Isn't it a Hoosier?
Okay, but what does that even mean? I think it's their mascot from the University of Indiana.
It's looking that it is. Yeah, the Indiana Hoosiers. Yeah, okay.
It's the official demonym. These are demonyms, by the way, for a resident of the U.S. state of Indiana. It's the official way to call them.
Wow. So, okay, wait, hold on. What is exactly? Yeah, demonym. Yep, you're right.
Demonym. Interesting. Guys, today we are learning demonyms.
Demonyms.
So fun. Interesting. I mean, it could be that they came up with a whole new word just because Indiana, like you can't say Indian, that doesn't make sense, right? It's just a state called Indiana.
I don't know. Yeah,
Indiana. I mean, it would
maybe
be confusing. I think
I don't know. Right? I know some of these had more than one listed, so maybe there was an additional one besides Hoosier. But yeah, no, that one's a tricky one.
Yeah, and I am pretty sure I'm like 99% sure that the Hoosiers are also the nickname for, like, it's the mascot, right? For the University of Indiana, or that's what they call them sports-wise. Okay, so that's all you need to know, guys. Someone from Indiana is a Hoosier, all right? Mm-hmm. And then we did Maryland already. What's next?
Minnesota. Lindsay, would you, if I asked you that one and I didn't have it written right in front of you, would you have known it?
I've heard this lately too, because Minnesota is another place where people do come here from there, from the Midwest. Okay. But I've heard this pronounced like Minnesotan.
Minnesotan. Yeah.
And how do you spell this, Michelle, just so our listeners can envision this if they don't have the app with the transcripts?
Minnesotan.
Yeah, but we say Minnesotan. So Minnesotan. We have some collapsing vowels there, just like in Manhattan. But we'll talk about that another day, right?
Yeah. And the next one is California. So this is another one that I think is pretty commonly known, Lindsay, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. This one, I think you should know this. You know, you should know the New York one, which we're going to talk about in a minute, the Texas one, which we're going to talk about, and California. Those are the three big ones.
Okay? So what is California? Somebody All right. from California.
So is it Californian?
Californian.
Easy. Straightforward.
Exactly.
Good. And then we did Michigan. What's the next one?
So this one is New York. And I think our listeners probably know this one.
Yeah. What is it?
This is New Yorker. A New Yorker.
Of course. And when you say, oh, I'm a New Yorker, does that mean you're from the state of New York or the city of New York, Michelle? Because they're very different.
I know. And that's what, and I think it can be used for either. But when I hear New Yorker, maybe people from New York State wouldn't like this of hearing me say this. But I do think of somebody in like New York City. What about you?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, of course, if you're from New York State, I guess you could say you're a New Yorker. But I think in New York City just takes the whole state. It's just it's this. I mean, I'm actually kind of surprised that the capital is in Albany.
Yeah.
You know, I always think, why are they up in Albany when all the action is down in New York City? Why don't they just put the capital of the state right in New York City as well? But maybe that's because they wanted to address the entire state. It's a huge state.
Right. Exactly. I know. It's interesting with New York. And then let's move on to the last one. And this is another one that I think people know. This is a big, big state. Texas.
Big state. And everything. What is that expression? Everything's bigger in Texas or something.
I think so. Yeah.
A big state with a lot of influence and also a changing state politically, guys. It's very
interesting. All over the place.
Yeah, all over the place. It is leaning a little more progressive as a state, but there's a lot of issues with immigration in Texas. And, you know, that's why you want to know this
because
women's rights, too. Yeah, you're right. Oh, my gosh. They just passed a really strong anti-abortion law, which is, whoa. We can talk about another day. Yeah. This is a very important state in our country, and you're likely to have conversations about Texas and maybe about Texans in your conversations with native speakers. So remember these, the ones we're sharing today, right?
This is one that I think they're calling maybe like now they're wondering, it's kind of like a purple state, right? So like there's like the red states, like Colorado, and the blue states, and then one that's like, you know, switching, kind of not sure now is like purple. Mm-hmm. So, but now I feel like Texas is more red because of the new thing, but I don't know.
Yeah, some purple states. I think Virginia may be leaning purple. I know Colorado, where I am, is purple now. Used to be deep red. It's purple now. So guys, we'll talk about politics on other episodes in the future, but just learn these today because you're likely to be talking about these big states. I'm glad today that Michelle, you chose the bigger states to talk about
big
with
ones.
The more influence.
Big ones. Yeah. I felt these ones are the ones that I think that students could get the most use out of.
I agree. That was good thinking. Yeah.
Thank you. I think that a lot of these things you can notice it's adding a suffix, like adding an er or an n or an en or whatever it is. Yeah. I don't think should students know, like go through and memorize all the 50 states and like their names? What do you think?
No, we believe in the 80-20 principle at Allers English, which means 80% of your results come from 20% of your work, guys. So memorize these, remember them, and maybe learn a few more. If you have questions, send in a question. We'll do a follow-up episode. This has been a really fun topic, actually.
Exactly. And another episode, maybe we'll do a quick follow-up soon.
Yeah.
We can talk about like conversation questions to ask someone about their hometown, their home state.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's a great idea.
Maybe
we'll
save that for another day.
Yeah. So guys, make sure you hit follow on the Allers English podcast and write us a review. If you listen in Spotify, Apple Podcasts, if you're listening on the app, go ahead and write a review for the show and tell us what you love about Allers English. Ask a question for an episode because we look there all the time for those questions.
Absolutely, absolutely. Oh my gosh, Lindsay, it was so much fun to talk to a New Hampshireite today.
Oh, and a Marylander. Marylander, me too. Oh my gosh, I never imagined I'd have the opportunity, Michelle.
Oh my gosh, how exciting, how exciting. You know what? I have a feeling I'll talk to you again.
I think we might. All right, I'll see you on the next episode, Michelle. Right. Take care.
Bye, Lindsay. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.